An omen at Pytho. Pythia, the oracle, will look forward from her tripod out upon the lands of Pytho and to Python, son of Gaia, the great serpent coiled round the world. Her eyes will blur, and the firelight will halo as the fumes beneath her rise and envelop her. She'll hum a lullaby from before time. She'll speak, slurred yet clear, a voice from beyond, somewhere deep and knowing. Of this world. I see death waking from their eternal slumber. They are coming here, first for you, then. All that is gold is tarnished. All that is tarnished will rot. All that rots will fall away until the world is reborn anew. A morning sun will come as a morning sun. The great serpent Python will tighten its coils at the words of Pythia, the oracle. You will unravel, Python. Death is a sound that catches all names. The fires will fade, and she'll feel the air around her leave. Behind her, in the dark, great black wings unfurl.
Behind her, in the dark, great black wings will unfurl. The idol of death will wrap an arm around her.
The idol of death will wrap an arm around her. Nothing burns like the cold.
Nothing burns like the cold.
Python will coil himself tightly around his mother, Gaia, and will let out a scream of pain as an arrow of sunlight pierces its skull. The earth will groan in tremendous pain as Python dies and his tremendous body falls. You will unravel, Python!
Apollo and Artemis arrive in magnificence. What did I tell you? Not so hard. A giant snake is still a snake. They aren't that hard to kill.
I have to say, I expected it would take more than one arrow.
Maybe from your bow, but not mine. My arrows are incredible. He will laugh. Just like me.
You are so stupid.
It's the benefits of being the baby.
Don't you think it felt a little too easy, though?
No. I'm very powerful.
When you said we were hunting something big, I was hoping for something, I don't know, more.
Oh, we're not hunting.
What?
I don't hunt. It's how base. Could you imagine me hunting? I just said that so you would come along.
Apollo! Gods! Come along for what? Watch you kill a big snake?
That's part of it. I wanted a witness.
For what?
For the establishment of my new temple. The Apollonian dynasty begins today.
You dragged me all the way over here so I could watch you puff yourself up?
Yeah.
Of all the ridiculous, pompous ideas you've had.
This is definitely not my most pompous idea.
What's special about here?
It's Gaia's navel. The very center of this world.
How are we twins?
I'm the sun, and the sun should be centered.
Have you ever thought about deflating your ego just a tiny bit?
That's why we're a team. You are humble. I am not. Balance.
So, the serpent was what, some child of Echidna?
Probably. The people called it Python or something.
Who are they?
I don't know. The Pythonians or something. I don't care about these people.
But you want them to worship you.
Again, I'm the sun. They kind of have to. Apollo will walk into the dark temple.
And Artemis will follow. The smell in the temple will be sweet and musky. What's that smell?
Probably you, beast lady.
Why is this temple so dark? What were they worshipping?
Doesn't matter. There's an oracle here. And since I'm the god of prophecy, I'm claiming her.
Reclaiming?
Oh, I didn't give her the sight.
Who did then?
I received my gifts from the earth.
That doesn't seem right. My dear voice in the darkness, what does the ground know?
More than the sun.
Oh, we are going to have fun with her.
Apollo, wait. Did you receive the gift of prophecy from Gaia?
I know what the ground knows.
Apollo, please tell me this temple isn't sacred to Gaia.
Yeah, probably. I mean, this is her navel.
Apollo!
What? It's fine. I'll sacrifice some Pythonians to her. Surely she wants her people back.
Apollo, this is beyond hubris.
I am a god. I can't commit hubris.
This is an unforgivable offense. Gaia stood at the beginning of time with Nyx.
I don't care. She's dirt and I'm the sun.
Artemis will fall to her knees. Gaia, I had no knowledge of this. Please forgive us for this terrible crime. My brother does not know what he does.
Be quiet. None of this in my temple.
It is Gaia's temple.
Not anymore. It's not. Now, this place needs some light.
The fires will erupt, revealing Pythia, the oracle to the gods. Thanatos will still embrace her, invisible to the gods.
Not my light, but whatever. He will look at the oracle on her tripod. Do you know who I am?
You believe you are the sun.
Oh, I know I am. I'm your god now. Do you understand?
I do not like this.
Then go. Do you understand, Oracle?
Hear me and listen.
No, girl boss, I don't think I will. He'll aim his bow at the Oracle.
Apollo, are you insane?
You will beg for forgiveness, Oracle, or I'll kill you.
You do not frighten me, God. I know the past, present, and future.
You're about to not have one.
Your arrow will miss me, and so will the one after it. You are incapable of killing me.
Apollo will fire an arrow at the oracle.
And Artemis will shoot an arrow at Apollo's, knocking it off course.
Apollo will fire another straight at the oracle.
And Thanatos will grab it.
Clever trick.
Thanatos will appear to them. It is no trick.
The idol of death. Apollo. You cannot kill me, God. The fumes will rise and envelop her, obscuring Thanatos except for their great black wings. You, who was a child once, will you sing to us? Speak to us. Share with us your grace. Do you remember when we went to a wedding and they sent the girls away so gods may have their road to great Olympus for men? Do you remember a voice singing in the freshly hewn night? In the end, it spoke of the end, and at the end, it said, it's all right. This is the thread you cannot resist but pull.
Silence! He'll approach the oracle.
Thanatos grabs Apollo by the throat.
Unhand me, you foul thing! Apollo will burst with the light of the sun before knocking Thanatos' hand away and throwing the idol of death to the floor.
Apollo! She'll rush to Thanatos, but upon seeing the face of death, she'll turn away. Forgive me, but I am too frightened to look upon your face.
Oh, Artemis, pathetic. If death is so powerful, how is it that I'm able to throw it on the floor?
Thanatos will rise to their feet, wings enclosing the gods. Those with the least to say speak the most. I do not kill you because it is not yet your time to die. You will unravel this world. You and your foolish golden light. When I call the gods, I'll save you for last. For so long in your bloat, you will think you're safe, watching the gods of Olympus fall one by one.
Are you done talking? Artemis, don't be scared. Thanatos can't kill a god. No one can kill a god.
Please. My brother has lost his mind.
2 of 12.
2 of 12.
2 of 12 will greet the dawn of the morning sun.
And I'm the morning sun. So, stick with me, twinsie, and you'll be golden. Oracle, you belong to me now. Do you understand?
My prophecies are older than you, God. Do you understand?
You know, I am actually loving this energy. Come, Artie. Let's celebrate the Apollonian dynasty. Oh, and Than, why don't you make yourself useful and drag that nasty snake back down the hole you crawled out of? Apollo will go to his chariot and take to the sky.
Please. Oracle, tell me what I can do to change this.
You cannot change fate.
Great and powerful Thanatos, please.
Death is a sound that catches all news.
Don't worry, God, in the end, it's all right. Omen's End.
Thank you for listening to An Omen at Pytho, the final part of the prologue of Psychopompus, A New Mythology. I'm Tayday Gaberkoff, the author and one of the actors in the piece. Thank you for your continued support, and welcome if this is your first episode. If you enjoyed what you heard and want more, please subscribe and tell your friends. And if you're interested in learning more about the project, including the story, cast crew bios, and our version of ancient Greece, you can visit our website at psychopomp-cast.com, on Instagram at psychopompus the podcast, and on YouTube at psychopompcast. We'll also be adding behind-the-scenes interviews and content wherever you may listen to us. With this episode, our prologue is concluded. when we next pick up, we'll dig into a very famous myth, the weaving contest, which pits the famed weaver Arachne versus the goddess of the loom, Athena. The episode will be released March 18th, 2024. Donors will get the episode early. If you'd like to get the jump on early access to future episodes, you can donate to us right from our site. As always, my eternal thanks to Rachel Stalens, my co-producer and the director of Psychopompus: A New Mythology. And I'd like to give a huge shout out to the actors and crew of An Omen at Pytho. Anya Klingman as Pythia, the Oracle of Delphi, and Ryan Tang as Apollo, both of whom make their debut on Psychopompus here. Additionally, congrats to Marie Treadway as Artemis. You previously heard her as Medea, the Witch of Colchis. And a final shout out to myself as Thanatos. Also, thank you to Joe Palermo, our Director of Sound, Roy Freeman, our Musical Director and Composer, and Rachel Knuckles, our Production Manager. Finally, thank you to our newest donor, Chris Abigail. Thank you so much for listening to Psychopompus: A New Mythology. The epic continues.